So I'm really excited about this panel, and just briefly, I wanted to do this mostly because I've heard moms talk about this being something that would be of interest for them to talk about. And I personally have experience in all three of these areas. We did private school just for a little tiny bit, but I was homeschooled and did public school. So I'm excited to hear from you ladies. I know that all the different ones were interesting and unique experiences all the way around for me. So I'm excited. So we're just going to go down first and have a little introduction of the ladies and their children and their particular schooling choice, and then we'll just keep moving on.
Hi, my name is Tammy. I have three children, 22, 19, and 17. And we have homeschooled, we have done Christian school, and we've done public school. Tried it all.
Hi, I'm Janice. I have two kids. One is 17 and one is 14. And we're public school, sorry.
My name is Wendy, and we have two boys. They are 18 and 16, and we homeschool.
This is going to be super fun. Okay. The first question that I want you guys to answer would be to think about one or two of the major factors that went into your decision. And I know, Tammy, you're a unique case because you've experienced all three. So you can elaborate on those choices. I know that's a very interesting. So I'm sure there was very specific choices. So if you guys could just talk about some of the reasons why you came to that decision.
All right. I remember actually sitting at a MOPS group table, pretty confident that we were putting our child into public school at that time. But still, you're all thinking, and it's a debate and a conversation you have over the long haul before you actually make. I mean, it seems so monumental, especially when it's your first child. And we did start Elena in school here at the church, the Christian school here. She was in kindergarten she did kindergarten 2 years in a row. Really struggled. She stood in the back of the room. She would come home. She'd hop in the car and act like she had had the best day ever. But I would hear that she stood in the back of the room crying most of the day. They'd say, come on, Elena, get involved. Hop in the circle with us. And she'd melt. Did that the first full year of kindergarten and proceeded to do it. You know, we gave her the gift of time. Let's try kindergarten again, because that's probably what she needs. No, did it again the second year. I was praying about that child, wondering what this is going to look like if she's this private. That was the other caveat. She was very private at home, would have an argument with her younger brother, and she would run and hide and cry it out. And that was so odd to me, because children emote. They get all excited. They yell, they scream, Mom, he hit me. They do all of that. That's normal. But she hadn't done that. So I started praying about that, the fact that she was so private and was struggling so much in school, and I couldn't put my finger on how to help. Literally, and I'm not saying God does this all the time for me, but literally while I'm praying, homeschool went across in my mind. I went, yeah, okay, and God, please help Elena. She needs, you know, and I went back to praying. And there, it did it again. You know, while I'm praying, I had that thought just flash into my head. But that was the dumbest idea ever. And three more times that week, I ran into people who were a friend of mine who had just decided to homeschool. Another friend who wanted to tell me about their great experience homeschooling. My sister-in-law who was starting homeschooling. I'm like, okay, really? So I developed a list of 29 questions that I started taking around to homeschool parents saying, here are all my reasons why I don't know that it's a great idea. Could you answer them for me? And I'll never forget, it's a woman in the church here, Sheila Little, who I was telling her my story, and I brought out my list. And she put her hand on my list, and she says, put it away. You heard from God. Why are you asking me? Bless her heart. So I went and did it. I'll tell you, and this is hindsight, because I didn't know why I was doing it. We homeschooled then, and it just seemed a natural thing for me to continue homeschooling because I've got another one coming up and then another one coming up. We homeschooled and started putting them back into school when they were in fourth grade. I was in the hall walking past Elena's prior kindergarten teacher, who saw her in the hall and said, Elena, how are you? And instead of bursting into tears, my Elena shot out her hand,
hi, I'm doing well. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Atkinson. Because that's just what we have been training her to. Anyway, Mrs. Atkinson, jaw hit the floor. She goes, this is not the same Elena. I said, I know. Hindsight, I feel like God did that for us because one of the things that was lacking in her is confidence in who she was. And I had that time to invest and develop that in her. Now, I wouldn't have said and been able to tell you why I was doing it at the time, except trying to be obedient to God and do what I felt he was leading me to do. Did that then, so they're all in, went back into school in fourth grade. Then this is the school they went to, which only goes up to eighth grade, the Christian school here. So in eighth grade, you have another decision. What do you do? Well, we felt confident that they were ready to do public school, and that was a good fit for them, and it really has been. So there's, you know, the reasons why we did all three. We're not that fickle, but it just is what worked for us. And I would say, looking back, maybe you don't want to get into the benefits yet. I'll just tell you my reason why.
Okay. All right, for us, there are a few things. I grew up in the public school. My husband grew up in the public school. And we kind of wanted to keep some light in a dark place. And so we thought that was important for our family. And then also money. And then I couldn't see myself homeschooling either. I was just like, no. And I went to other Christian ladies in the church, and I was just searching because I felt a little unsure about the whole public school. Am I sending my child to an evil place? And there was a very wise woman in one of my Bible studies, Sherry Zahner, many years ago, who told me the way I reconciled that was to volunteer. I went to the home or to the public school, and I volunteered a lot. I was there all the time, and that just hit me, and I was like, I feel at peace with that. So that's where I went.
This is a fun game. Okay, so our story, we have the two boys. I am a product of Georgia Public Schools. I was also a public school educator in the state of Georgia. And my husband, public school product out of South Carolina. So before we had children, we were in Augusta. Jay was in the military, and we would have told you, we'll have kids one day, and they'll go on to public school. That's just what you do. That's what we did. We turned out fine. And at least we think we turned out fine. And so, you know, we thought it would be fine for our kids. And so that was the direction we were headed. The first church we were in was probably the first place, aside from hearing bizarre stories on the news, that we encountered homeschool families, living, breathing, and we got to see them, and we got to meet their kids and just kind of watch them and ask questions. And so that was, again, our first exposure. But if you had asked us, we would have both still said, when we have kids, they'll go to public school. Then we had kids. And so the whole journey began. And we moved here at that time when the boys were 4 and 1 and did the usual, put Luke in church preschool for a year. And then it was time to make the kindergarten decision. And like Tammy said, it was huge. I'm thinking, this is kindergarten. Why is this such a major decision? But it was very angst-producing for Jay and for myself. And a wise woman in the church, I think we've all said that, somebody was able to look at me and say, visit all your options. And you and Jay pray about it and see where you're like-minded. And that was such great advice, because as we visited private school here, public school, and thought about homeschooling, we, to our surprise, were like-minded about the public school kindergarten. And so Luke went to public school kindergarten here in Fairfax County, and it was a great year. Super teacher, she was brand new to kindergarten. I got along well with her. I volunteered in the classroom. I got in that school. I knew the administrator. I was very hands-on, not crowding my son, but just observing. And so through that year of watching my son in the classroom and considering kindergarten passed and then came first grade, Jay and I revisited the option of homeschooling at that point. Logistically, it had nothing to do with educational philosophy, or we saw bad things in the school, or it was an evil place. It was that Jay was in the military. We were probably going to be here one more year. My kindergartner was going to go to full day school, which meant I was going to stick him in a classroom 7 hours a day, 5 days a week for one more year in DC. And I could not do that. There was too much to see and do. And I had a kid that wanted to be touching stuff and running around and looking at museums to put him in a classroom for the last year here. Okay, I say that. That was 13 years ago. I'm still here. That was not the plan. Jay came out of the military. We sunk roots in here. We stayed here. and we continue to homeschool. If you had told me when we started that adventure we were going to continue with our boys, I would have probably never started. But it was a good fit, and I'm sure we'll get into that. So that's kind of how we started homeschooling. It was a logistical choice, honestly.
And her boys are very normal.
That's a great segue, Tammy. How did you know? So the next question, to preface, for me personally, my parents just take me out of public school for social reigning in reasons. Are we surprised? If you know me, if you know me at all, I'm sure you're totally shocked. And I remember I was a very passive aggressive child, and this was the first time my parents ever saw an overtly aggressive reaction from me. Like, I would never have called out my parents, but when they told me that they were going to homeschool me, I slammed that door, and it was, you know, my life was over, because what about prom and theater and boys and all that other stuff, you know, which was why they took me out. So little did I know that the homeschooling world would open so many doors for me personally, and I encountered all different kinds of people and got to experience all different kinds of things, and you can make it what it is. And I saw my friends who were in public school, and they got to experience things too in a different way, and they all went to church. And so I guess the next question would be, how has your decision positively and negatively affected your children, you know, within the homeschooling world? You know, proms and theater and music and sports and all that kind of stuff. In the public school world, how are you reconciling all those kinds of things with your faith? And then obviously your two cents on that as well with your mixed experiences.
Reconciling our choices with our faith?
Your choices with your faith and meshing those things together. You know, I guess that would be mostly for maybe Janice, this question. But that's not always the case. I mean, there's all different types of homeschooling experiences. And the same with you, maybe compare and contrast those experiences, public school and the private school.
I think we haven't said it, I don't think, yet, but it's very important that you understand that all three of us are not saying that there's a right choice. Yeah. That's, I mean, I think we need to level the playing field here. There's no judgment. I love these ladies. I love their children. And I think they like mine. Our sons are actually together in college and really enjoying each other. So there's none of that. There's no, you know, anyway, put that out there. Benefit for us. I loved the time I had with my children at home. Didn't think I would as much as I did. You could not have told me that I was going to enjoy that as much as I did. You know, those days that you guys are experiencing now with your children of, you know, laying on the floor belly laughing with them and things like that, you just get to do it longer. I did, and it was so much fun. And we live here in this area where, as Wendy said, you know, when I was teaching them U.S. history, well, we went to Ford's Theater. We went across the road and saw where he died. We spent a lot of time hands-on experiencing it, seeing it firsthand out of the gate. It was just a good, good time. I look back on that with fond memories. My kids do too. I want to say for them, it was a good time of bonding. They are still close to this day with one another. Can't say that you know, it could have gone either way is my point. But it did. It went well for us. I'm close with them. I would say that may have started then. Not that has to be the only way that it starts developing a relationship with your child. But we spend a lot of one-on-one time. You have that time with them. It was my day, my night. You're with them 24/7 when you choose to homeschool. But that was good. Putting them back into school was good for different reasons. You get to start talking to them about peer relationships, things that were happening when they see things in another child that they, but mommy, you said never, you know, well, let's talk about it. You know, those are important things too, conversations to continue having with your kids. More so when they enter, when mine started to enter public high school. Now, I would say across the board for any schooling choice you have, my one thing that I think kept my kids together and you know, I don't want to, I got to be real careful here. I don't want to say it's the thing that kept them grounded and having relationships with God, but I want to say it was huge. It was huge, is the relationship I have with them. Because no matter what your schooling choice is, do you have a relationship started and established where you're talking to them, where you can still just sit down and chat? We started nights, you know, where I would lay on the bed one night a week with each child and just chat for they got to stay up an extra hour. That was cool. So you could just chat with mommy in the dark. And you know, over time, those nights became car rides together, just chatting. And then it got more important when they entered high school, public high school. I guess it would be important, in my opinion, no matter where they go to high school. But having that relationship with them all the way through, regardless the schooling choice, was most important, I think, for us. I don't know if I answered your question
you're
correctly.
This is good.
Thinking it through as I talk.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I enjoyed about sending my kids to the public school, they got to know a lot of kids of different nationalities. And my daughter said, I asked her about this. I was like, okay, I'm talking about public school. Tell me from your angle, what did you think? And she said, I really enjoyed getting to know kids from other cultures. And she said, the best part is I got to tell them about Jesus, and they didn't know. And she was very strong about that. And she would, like, we knew who the Christian teachers were, so she'd take, hey, can you read this Christmas story, Mrs. McVeigh? And so that was kind of cool. She was kind of my little evangelist. But they would also have questions about things that happened. Mommy, why do some people do this or some people do that? And one thing I really enjoyed is they would come home with questions, some of them really hard or really something that would be a hard thing to ask. And while they were still young, they really, I mean, they still value my opinion, but I don't know, when they're young, they seem to really value your opinion. And things would just happen at public school that would bring up questions, and they would come and they would ask me, and we would have the chance to talk about those things and how our faith affects some of those things. So that was one good thing, just having them see other cultures and other faiths and being able to share their faith. And I just want to make sure I'm answering
this
right.
No, I love this. No, I love it. You're sharing. It was that. How did you reconcile all those experiences? You know.
Okay.
But I think you answered it.
One thing that did happen, I think you said positive and negative.
Yes.
Positive. That's right. One thing that did happen, first grade, my son's teacher, he was supposed to describe a snowman. And he had a snowman picture, and then he said, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. And she was wrong, and she said, we're not allowed to do that here. And when it's student-led, it sure is allowed. And he felt like he was in trouble. She called me in, and she was actually somewhat of a woman of faith, and she said, you would be so proud of your son. Look what he wrote on his snowman picture. And I was like, you need to tell him that you were wrong. So anyway, that was hard. It was very upsetting. And I was wondered what his take was on that. And I asked him recently, so how did that affect you? He said, I don't even remember. I was like really upset, but he didn't even remember. So that was a negative.
Okay, the positive and the negative of homeschooling. positively, I asked my husband. He said the first thing that came to his mind was just the relationship between our two boys. God, by design, wired them as different as night and day. Their interests, their personalities, their energy levels, I mean, they are just polar opposites. And yet, somewhere in there, because they were forced together, if you will, they have befriended each other. Now, we're seeing that come to fruition now that our older has gone to college, and absence makes the heart grow fonder. Benjamin realizes he does miss his older brother, partly because he has mom's and dad's undivided attention. He wishes his brother were back. But two, he realizes the value of his older brother, who is just a calming presence and a voice of wisdom. And so I think that relationally, that was probably a plus for our family. Negatively, when you homeschool, your children are with you all of the time. That means they see the good in you, the bad in you, and the ugly in you. And they learned to say, I'm sorry, very early because their mom had to do it all the time. When I would have one of those ugly days and you would go in at night and say, I'm really sorry, Mom blew it again. And you would get that, oh, Mom, I still love you. But I have heard my children be willing to say, I'm sorry, and reconcile relationships very quickly. And that was not something I grew up with, something I grew into as our choice of schooling. But yet I've seen both of our boys not like a broken relationship and want to reconcile, and they're willing both to say, I was wrong, I'm sorry. And so that's a good thing of it. You asked the standard question, the sports. I asked my son, we have one at home, obviously, so my younger was there, and I said, you know, Mommy's going to do this talk, and I asked him, and he was like, don't you say what I said. But the first thing that came out of his mouth was sports. That's been a hard thing. The state of Virginia does not allow homeschoolers to play sports within the public schools at this point. It has, if you want a legislative update, it has now passed, but it is up to localities to approve it. Obviously, Fairfax County would probably be one of the last to ever let that come in. But that has not stopped him from playing sports. He is a competitive baseball player. He loves it. He's out there. He has a team he plays on. Even when all his peers started playing for their high schools, he still plays with a team in the spring and then joins back up with his teammates in the summer. And so it's not been a hindrance to him athletically, but I think sometimes he wonders, what is that like, you know, when he sees the public school athletic teams. Prom-wise, my older son, there is a prom. There is a homeschool prom in Northern Virginia. It is well attended. It is well done. My older son, not there, not interested, wouldn't have gone. So we haven't crossed that bridge. I don't know if Benjamin, who's much more aware that there are girls in this world, will be interested when he'll come up. He'll hit the stigma of, it's a homeschool prom, Mom. And he doesn't, you know, they're homeschoolers. We always say, and maybe some of you, I don't want to offend, but there's a difference between a homeschooler and being homeschooled. And, and so, for those that get it, you get it. If you don't, I'm not being offensive. But my boys, you know, they're very sensitive to that. And I think the evidence, I was laughing when Bethany told me who was on the panel, that Tammy and I, when our kids were younger and she was homeschooling, we swapped kids one day a week. So she had them some, I had them. So they built that relationship, and now Garrett and Luke are at school together and spend a lot of time together. So it's neat to have seen that relationship come full circle. And Janice's son and my younger son are good friends. They're wired similarly. They love the athletics. They are competitive, and they enjoy each other's company. So it's kind of neat to see these three worlds of three different schooling choices, and yet our kids are all mixed, and I would say they're oblivious to what the other one chose schooling-wise.
You took the words right out of my mouth. These ladies, they're a perfect example of, you know, really what we're trying to do here. And like Tammy said, this is not a one-size-fits-all, one-choice-fits-all. You know, some people make choices, like Jana said, for financial reasons, and you just make the best of that situation. That's the situation that I'm in personally. My children go to public school. That's a choice that we made. My husband grew up homeschooling all the way through and did not want to continue that on based off his experiences. That's something that we may visit before because I was very interested in it. I had a fantastic experience. So, you know, even you, your spouses, and you may not agree on the situation, and it's not one size fits all. So, and I guess we mentioned this already. So let's just talk about stereotypes for each of the different experiences that you've had, and just kind of share if you've encountered those. If you haven't really encountered those, I'm sure the homeschooling and the homeschooler, I had to laugh because I experienced that. So yes, but please elaborate on that if you've something you've experienced.
When she talks about the homeschooler, we subscribed, it was some homeschooler magazine at the time. Came in the mail, and Clint brings it out of the mailbox. Yes, and he covered it. Just guess what magazine this is. It had 12 children on it, all dressed alike. And I went, I know, just put it away. It has good stuff in it. what's funny, many of you know, I know it was funny, but they have their stereotypes.
You do. You
But I subscribed because it was a great magazine. Had a lot of good stuff in it. A number of you know that my husband works here at the church, so people came out of the woodwork every time I changed and made a different decision. I'm not kidding you.
I did it wrong
every time, and I did it right every time, depending on who you talk to. Not kidding. I had a woman come up to me the day I chose to homeschool. She had found out anyway sometime that week. God has given you your children. You're to hold them in the palm of your hand. You have control over those. That's your responsibility. You're doing the right thing. And I went, oh, no, 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 honey. You know, I thought she had messed up. And then when we swapped and we, you know, putting them into public school, somebody else is telling me I'm doing the right thing because we need children who are light in the public school. And I didn't disagree with that either. But then I also had some people who were upset because I was not homeschooling or not in Christian. You hear it all. You will hear the criticism or the praise, no matter what your choice. You know, go back to breastfeeding a bottle, or you know, you just will hear it from the time they're little till the time you've sent them out the door and choosing the college that they're going to go to. You just need to make the decision as to what God wants you to do for those kids. Period. Yeah, there's the stereotypes, there's the criticism, but I think in the end, listening to God, what he wants you to do with your child. And it's not a one-size-fit-all. It's not a one-family-fit-all decision. I'm a product of a home where my mom had one child that was homeschooled, another in public, and another in Christian all at the same time at one point. The other cool thing, too, when I was making decisions, and I'll end my little thing on this, when I was struggling with what to do and when to put them back into school, my mom said this. I called her, and I said, I'm so stressed about this that I need to make a decision within the next few weeks. Got to turn in my paperwork if we're going to homeschool. Got to start applying for, you know, putting them back into school. No decision is permanent, is it, Tammy? Oh. Woo. You can breathe. It's not the permanent decision. You can always change your mind. Freedom. So there's another thought.
What she said. I agree with everything she said. I mean, it's a personal decision, and you can change your mind, and you can be just like Tammy and do all. Or not. But yeah, just you need to do what's right for your own family. And as for stereotypes, I think trying to be as kind as I can. A lot of the stereotypes for my kids came from kids who went to Christian school, and they struggled with feeling judged by the ones that's the Christian school. So that was tough for them, and it was hard for me to see that the church was probably the place where they felt most judged. But so that's kind of a backward stereotype. So kind of.
And yes, as homeschoolers, we get to be the recipients of being stereotyped. You know, good and bad. It was interesting. My son, I told you about the sports whole deal. He went down to the state house when they were having these committee hearings and listened to them and listened to things being said about homeschoolers. And it was very interesting for him to hear that because he probably had never heard so much negativity towards what we had chosen to do as a family as when he sat in that committee room. And he came home, and really his answer was, Mom, they just don't know what we do. And it was very, you know, and it encouraged him that what he was doing was okay and it wasn't what people thought, but it also made him aware that people really have certain opinions about what we choose to do. But I do have a funny story, if I might use Ingrid Gleason's son over here. When our boys were all little, we had TJ for the day at some point, and we ended up at Carol Dillard, if you know Carol Dillard's house, because a news reporter was coming to interview some moms about homeschooling. And so several of us congregated at Carol's house, and all the boys went down into the basement to play. And after the news reporter had asked all her questions and heard from the moms and gotten our insight, all of a sudden I said, and she was just, you know, peeking down at the boys to see what was going on, and they were hiding behind, you know, throwing things, shooting each other, and doing all this. I said, you know, what's really funny is one of those kids down there is not homeschooled. Her eyes got huge. She was like, I got to go back down there and look at those kids, as if she could have gone down there and picked out which child was not homeschooled. And the homeschool moms got very tickled because we thought if she goes down there, she's going to see that all those boys are identical. They love to throw things and shoot things at each other and run and make noise and play. And there was no difference. And so we always laughed at TJ. It makes me think of that Sesame Street song. One of these things is not like the other. But TJ didn't stand out. So he would have been the stereotyped child that day. But, you know, we have been on the receiving end from our own families. Jay's mother is a public school educator and administrator, and so I kind of think she many, many years thought, when are y'all going to get this out of your system and get on with schooling my grandchildren properly? My parents were famous for asking every year up until the year Luke was beginning his senior year of high school, is this the year you're going to put them in school? We're like, nope, we're not going to do that now. At this point, we're committed, and he'll finish out this way. But, you know, again, it's just that they really don't know. And that's okay. You know, we're willing to answer questions. We're willing to let people watch us, see us, learn that we are normal, right? Our kids are normal. Oh, here's another funny story to tell you about stereotypes. Luke did classes at Nova his senior year of high school, and first semester obviously had no grades on the book. To sign up for second semester, he had to go get professor recommendations before they would let him register again. So he had to go track down his math professor, and when he put the form in front of his math professor and the math professor knew exactly what it was, he looked at Luke and he said, I had no idea you were homeschooled. He said, I usually can pick them out of every class, and I had no idea. And we were like, yes. So, believe me, we fight the stereotypes. But yeah, they're usually...
Hello. Yay! You guys did such a good job with being so multifaceted with your answers. Do you know, okay, she asked me about the Christian school. I'm here teaching now, so I do kind of represent the Christian school. I think it's a misnomer to think that you can send your child to a Christian school and all of the kids there are these stellar, godly, ooh, they're not walking around with halos on their heads. You know, I remember when my daughter left public high school and was looking at what college to go to. We had visited several different colleges, and we just happened on the tour to stop at Liberty University, which is where she ended up going. We hopped back in the car, and in her 11th grade mind, she was all excited. Mommy, wouldn't it be so great to go to a school where everybody loves Jesus? And I looked over, and I all but, bah! You know, I just, honey, it would be great. But it doesn't exist. And the same thing with your Christian school choice. You know, there's no such thing as a one school where everybody is, you know, these are human beings. Now, the cool thing with the school that I mean, one of the reasons why I'm here that I love is even today I had a conversation. I teach eighth grade language arts. Had a conversation with an eighth grade girl that I could never have in a public school setting, and that was just a unique, precious moment because I could do that. And there is an advantage to having that conversation. She's got a rough time at home, some rough things going on. I could see it written all over her face in the middle of class, so I poked on her as she's walking out and said, stay here for a minute, you know, I'm going to talk to you. Well, you know, I sat down with her and opened God's Word and could have a chat with her. Unique privilege. So there's some benefits. You know, kids are given God's Word to memorize from the day they enter the doors here till the day they leave, where there's a lot of scripture memory, a lot of reinforcement of what's being taught at home. That is definitely a plus. They're hearing here at school a lot of what is being taught, hopefully at home. Not to say that it couldn't be taught at home as much. I'm just saying it might make your job you know, a little more important to be on with those kids and to be in the school. One of the things that I did when my kids went off to public school was to make sure I was in the attendance office and getting to know the people on my son's baseball team and getting as an, it takes a little more doing. I think it's important, though. There's definitely some advantages here to the Christian school, to answer your question. But there are children everywhere, I will say that. The one thing that I do like here, too, when I lower the boom and say this is what's going to happen, consequences can be followed through, and we have certain disciplinary things in place that are not often afforded a public school teacher. So that there's that other little caveat as well. Positives and negatives, no matter what the choice is that you decide to make. Yeah, I think you just need to decide what is important to you when it all falls down. What are the things that are important to you? Some people feel very strongly that they, you know, they feel like God is directing them to have their child in a public school setting. So that they are in the halls, their children are in the halls, and they're doing their best to be a missionary and a witness there in those halls. I understand that. Some people feel very committed to homeschooling because it's time, extra time they can spend with their child. It's time that they can spend with their child in God's word, in teaching them to learn to love learning. You know, there's a variety of things that are afforded homeschool families that are not afforded any other choices. And then Christian school, the opportunity to have your children in God's word, learning science from a Christian perspective, learning history from a Christian, you know, maybe that's important to you. I think you just need to figure out what that is. There are win-win on all choices. There's also negatives in all choices. I don't know, does that help?
And I guess just before we wrap up, is there any other nugget of something that you just want to share? Yes, please.
Kind of yes. What Tammy just said. I think Tammy touched on it, but just to reiterate, whatever choice you make, you don't shuck the responsibility of educating your children. Educating, I heard a man once define it as leading a child out of ignorance. And that's really what it is. And so even if they go to the public school and they hear science from a secular view, they're going to come home and you run that back through your biblical worldview and you talk to them about what they heard in class and yes, what they're going to be tested on, but why you agree or disagree with that. And so I would encourage you as a parent, and I know some of you are with child in stomach and some of you are holding an infant and you're thinking that's so far down the road. But you know, as you start to think through these things, just know that from the day you, some say from the day that child is conceived in your womb, but from the day you're holding that child, you begin educating that child and teaching them that you love them and security and confidence. And, you know, then it becomes teaching them academic subjects and all, but you will educate them throughout their lives. And so don't miss out on that if you choose public school, private school, homeschool, or whatever, you are always engaged in that process as the parent.
One thing I remember my daughter saying is last year she said of all her friends, she didn't have another Christian. So that's another negative about the public school. It's hard to find Christian friends, and it's really important to have your kids connected, whether it be through the church, like the youth group, or for elementary school age kids. Just make sure that they have those influences and Christian kids that they're getting together with, whether you're in a Christian school or homeschooling, but public school, it's pretty important, the friends they choose. And yeah, so that, yeah, public school does have its negatives.
So we're just going to wrap it up and have some discussion time at your table, and I'm going to have these ladies walk around to the different tables, and I'm throwing you to the fire, but I think you can handle it. And you can also grab them after if you want to. I'm volunteering you. And I just want to thank you guys so much for sharing. And it's clear we all see your hearts, and you've been an encouragement to everyone in this room, whatever choice they've made or are going to make. So thank you so much. And let's just give them a round of applause. Jump right in, ladies, and we'll wrap it up in a little bit with hospitality.